Hello, Lorraine speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then...
Thank you for getting connected. eBay customer support, how are you today?
Good, thank you. You were just saying that there was a charge of $215 on my account or something, or you're going to...
$299.99, okay? You already debited from your account because you have buy a gift card. Because you have purchased Apple iTunes gift card.
No, it can't be this one.
That's what called you, okay, and you say that you don't have buy any gift card, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that means it's a buy mistakenly or wrongly activate, okay? Without your knowledge, without your permission. That means you any point of time use your internet and Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. So you use this kinds of browsing or this kinds of apps, and you see that sometime pop up on your screen some unknown advertisement. Okay, I think you have by mistakenly placed advertisement, and I think by mistakenly activate. Okay, and place your order. So don't worry, be with me, sir. I will help you to cancel your order right now and also get a refund back to you, which amount wrongly debited, okay?
Right.
It's a simple procedure, sir. We are sending you a cancellation form because it is a proof you want to cancel your order, okay? So you simply fill up our cancellation form and submit. Once you submit the cancellation form, your order is canceled and automatically you get the money back, okay? So which device do you have, sir, on your place, like computer, tablet, mobile phone?
No.
I believe that you're talking with me. It's your cell phone, right? Mobile phone. You can use your cell phone to cancel your order, sir.
All right. Okay. So,
you need to, sir, first of all, put the call on loudspeaker and go back to the normal home page on your mobile phone.
Yeah.
And you using a cell phone, is it an Android phone or is it Apple iPhone?
Android.
Okay. And check your mobile screen, sir. Do you have any app or any application, say that Play Store? I look like a triangle icon, say that Play Store.
Oh, yeah, Google Play Store, yeah.
Yeah, and you tap on that and open up the Play Store. You need to download the application on your search panel. Okay, TeamViewer Quick Support. TeamViewer Quick Support. I can spell it out for you, sir.
Yeah.
T as a Tom, letter T.
T.
T as a Tom or T as a Time.
T for time.
Yeah. Then E as a echo.
XR. EXR.
Yeah. Then A as a apple. Yeah. T E. A as a apple. Then M as a Mary. A team, like a cricket team or like a football team.
Team. T E A F.
Yeah. Team. Then after team, you need to type B for Victoria, like a V.
M
for Vic Mary, then
B for Mary.
Victoria.
Victoria.
Yeah. Then I for Indigo, let I.
I.
Then E for Echo, let E.
Yeah.
Then W for Water.
Is it Team Viewer Quick Support?
Yeah, absolutely right. Team Viewer Quick Support. Tap on Team Viewer Quick Support.
Yep.
Now you type on Team Viewer Quick Support. Now anything comes up on your screen?
Yeah, it needs to be installed, doesn't it?
Yeah, you install application, sir? Have I done, sir? It downloads the team for quick support?
Yeah, it's loading right now.
Okay, don't worry. If the loading is done, then let me know, okay? I'm holding the line for you.
Yep. Thank you. Right.
Now have you done, sir?
Yep, it's right.
What is the percentage comes up? What is the percentage?
Activating remote control feature.
Yeah, and if you tap on allow or accept anything, comes up on the screen.
Yeah.
And then you got the number, okay?
The ID.
Yeah, now what comes up on the screen, sir?
The ID was 1644.
Okay, 1644.
516.
516.
741.
It's the number 164, then 451-6741. That's the number, right, sir?
1644-516-741.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, I'm sending you the request, our system to cancel your order, okay?
Yes, please, yes.
Yeah, so you need to check that on the screen. You need to tap on allow, okay, sir?
Sorry?
You need to cancel your order, so you need to allow to cancel your order, okay?
Yeah.
You need to check that on the screen, sir?
Yeah, I can't see. Connect to partner.
Yeah, connect partner. Tap on connect partner.
Yep.
Now, anything else? Comes up on your screen, start now.
Right, start recording.
Start now. Any option comes
up? Oh, yes.
Now. Tap on start now. Cancel your order automatically.
So I can start now, yep.
Start now, tap on start now, yeah.
Right.
Now you need to press the home button and go back to the home screen. Okay.
Yep.
Now hold on, you can transfer the call our account department, yep. You will be transferred the money, the debited from your account. Now hold on. Hello?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, sir. Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Nice to hear. And I do believe that my junior colleague make you understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you, right?
Yes.
So, first of all, sir, what we need to do, as he can make you understand, we need to go ahead and cancel the order. So will you please let me know what you can see on your computer, on your mobile right now?
At the moment, I can see your admin. has connected to my device and screen sharing is active.
So you have to connect to the secured server, okay? And if you can see my name, my job ID, please let me know there.
Alan DeCosta, yes, sir?
Yes, and as you're talking to me, that's the reason you'll get to see my name. And if you want to write down my name, my job ID on a piece of paper, you can simply write down that, okay? If you want that.
Okay. No.
When you're done, please go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons. Press the home button and go back to your home screen of your mobile. And if you have an eBay application on your mobile, I just want you to go ahead and open that eBay application.
Alright. I'm not sure though. I used to have one, but...
Okay, take your sweet time. No need to hurry up, sir, okay?
Yeah.
Take your sweet time when you are in the...
Yeah, I don't...
Okay, not a problem. You can do one thing, sir, as you must be knowing that Google is a very safe and secure browser. You can open that Google, okay? Now, when you're in the Google, please type there ebay.com or ebay.c, just type there and search for that.
ebay.com.
ebay.com.au, okay?
Right. It's coming through. Right. Yeah. Yep.
Now have a look on the very top right-hand corner. You will get to see three bar if you are in the eBay right now.
Yep. Yes, what is it?
Now what you can see?
Yep.
What you can see?
Copy it. I can see the three. You've got a drop down with green pull apple find page or whatever.
Okay. We made a mistake, sir. Do you see a small like person logo and do you see a cart sign and just beside that you can see three bar?
Three bars.
Now maybe when you click on three bar you can see sign in or register. If you can see that, please let me know, okay?
Yes, I see that.
Click on sign in or like as you are already have the account. If you can see sign in, give a click on sign in on the very top right hand corner. Are you in the eBay app, eBay page right now, eBay official website?
Yeah.
And do you know what is your eBay email ID and the password? Do you know that?
Right.
You know that, right?
No, what's my password? I can give you an email.
Okay. And when did you last use your eBay account? When did you last use this?
Well, that would have been a long time.
A long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, not a problem, sir. Just put your email ID. Just put your email ID there. Just put your email ID.
Yep, email's in there.
Now, when you put your email ID, I just want you to go ahead and give a click on that continue. If you can see that continue, give a click on continue.
Yeah, it says pull up password.
And as you don't remember the password,
no.
You can see need help in help sign in.
Yeah.
Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Click on that. And after that, what you can see, just tell me. If you can see, we will text you a code. I do believe that you're talking me the number ends with 90, right? So if you want to get a code, you can simply give a click on receive text. Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Receive text. Click on that.
Yep. Yep.
Now, shortly you're going to get a verification code or the message from eBay. You need to put that code and give a click on continue.
Right. Like, enter a password then, yeah.
Yes, create a strong password, and please remember one thing, Mr. Lan, you need, like, put a strong password, okay? Thank you for your time. If you want, so you can write down the password on the piece of paper also, so in future you are not going to lost it, okay?
Okay. That was wrong. Put that. Continue. Password is in the test.
Yes.
Continue.
Click,
yep.
Continue. Now, when you give a click on continue swapping, have a look. On the very top right-hand corner, you can see three bar again. Give a click on that three bar.
Yep. Yep.
Now, when you give a click on that three bar, what you can see, please tell me.
What you can see?
Okay, do you see on the very top right hand corner the X sign? Click on the X sign if you can see that. And you can see just beside that eBay, you can see a person logo. Do you see that? A profile logo? Click on that if you can see that. A profile logo. Just above the search. Search for anything, just above that you can see a post and click on that.
Alright, yep.
Now when you give a click on that, you will get to see messages, watch list, save. You will get to see payments. If you can see that, click on that. Payments.
Yes. Right.
Now when you give a click on payments, you will get to see this is where you can add or delete the payment. If you can see continue, tap on continue.
Yes. Yeah.
Now when you give a click on continue, you can see one of your banking card was attached there from where this fraudster is trying to make a fraud purchase, right? So what we need to do, sir, we need to simply go ahead and block all those person who is just trying to use your email ID, which was IANCYN@bigpond.com, and the card which is connected to the eBay, we can see that it's connected from the NAB bank. So do you deal with any NAB bank, sir? Do you deal with any national Australian bank?
That's correct.
So you can understand if this fraudster have the access of your eBay account, that means they have access of all of your details. And that's the reason they're just trying to misuse your personal details. Okay?
Yes.
So will you please let me know one thing, sir? Do you check to your NAB bank that do you see any transaction was made for $299 or not? Do you check that?
Last year's check
Your voice is breaking too much. Your voice is breaking. Can you repeat it one more time? Are you there?
The visa debit ending 8961.
Okay.
Last year's check out. Being bill expired.
Yes, but the thing is that previously is connected to your banking details, right? So if your eBay account is hacked right now, maybe they have your devices and your IP address. That's the reason we find out the NAB account was connected. So do one thing. First of all, go back to your home screen of your mobile, sir. Press the home button and go back to your home screen. And first of all, will you please let me know, Mr. Bell, that do you check to your NAB bank that any money was deducted from your account or not? If you see any transaction in the name of eBay for $299, so please let me know so we can go ahead and cancel the transaction, okay? And by the meantime, what I will do, I will simply go ahead and connect, get the report from our accounts department so we can go ahead and block all this person, okay? And will you please let me know one thing, sir, from where you're checking right now, your banking? You're using an application or you're checking a Google Safe browser? Are you there, sir? You can do one thing, sir, as your application, your details is not safe and secure right now. You need to simply go ahead and log in with the safest browser, which is Google, okay? So please don't try to use your application because your device is not safe and secure right now. So please do one thing, sir. Please open the Google Chrome. Please open the Google. Now, when you open the Google, just type your bank name there. And normally how you log into your account, do the same thing. As I did with the Commonwealth Bank, I put the client number and password and I log in. So if you're using an app account, you need to do the same procedure, okay? So log in, and when you logged in, please let me know. And I'm just going ahead to get a report from accounts department. And if you're facing any problems, sir, please let me know so we can go ahead and guide you.
Yeah, I'm still having problems.
You have a problem with, what do you have a problem, please tell me.
Just getting into my NAB account, that's all.
Okay.
So I'm still having.
You don't have a client ID and the password.
Not that I can remember.
not written out on the piece of paper.
No, sorry, I don't. I don't use it regularly enough to.
Okay, maybe it would be on your welcome kit or anything like that. The NAB ID and the password. And if you want, sir, I can help you to get your NAB ID again, okay?
Do
you want to open the Google, sir? Open the Google. Now, when you're in the Google, simply type there your bankingname.com. Now, if you can see anything, we say it's online banking. Click on that. And after that, you can see it's asking for your user ID, or you can see login. If you can see login, click on login. On the very top right hand corner, it will be that.
Internet banking.
Click on that if you can see internet banking. Now, when you click on your internet banking, maybe it's asking for the ID and the password. So if you can see ID, click on that.
Yeah.
You're telling me that you don't remember, right? Do one thing, so scroll down, scroll down a little bit, and you'll get to see forgot your NAB ID or anything like that. Forgot your NAB ID or password. Do you see that? Click on that, if you can see.
No.
Do you see that?
Forgot your NAB.
Yes.
Forgot your NAB ID.
Yes, click on that.
Yeah.
So click on that, forgot your NAB ID, and then tell me what you can see.
Yeah, it tells me it's on the back of my card. I've lost the magnetic strip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you get that NAB ID?
Yeah, why not? Let's go there.
Current balance minus. Net position minus.
I'm just looking for report. What I'm looking for. I'm looking for the change.
Will you please let me know?
I'm on the search area in NAB now.
Profile. Click on profile if you can see that.
Profile. Yeah.
Click on that. Click on that.
Yeah.
And you can see my details. Click on my details.
Yeah.
Then you will get to see your NAB ID and your everything. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Now go back to the home screen. Go back to your home screen. And will you please let me know one thing, Mr. and David, like apart from this bank, do you deal with any other bank apart from this bank?
Yeah, I do. This one.
Can you go ahead and check that bank account also? And if you can see any transaction was made, please let me know apart from this NAB. Okay, take your sweet time.
Verification
Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm just.
Okay, and are you checking your second bank account?
No, I just want to see the details on that first because
Okay, not a problem.
Yeah, I'm just go back.
Go back to your home screen and check your second account.
What do I check on my one? I've got to see what payments are future past the previous day. I've scheduled recurring payments.
Yes. Simply go back to your home screen and please let me know.
Yeah.
And check your second bank, okay? Just check your second bank, okay?
Yeah.
Are you facing with your second bank also?
No. same passwords. So I have issues using passwords and stuff and trying to find the bloody right passwords, excuse me.
Okay, just reset your password, and when you're done, please let me know.
Yeah.
Okay, take your sweet time. And you forgot the password also, right?
Yeah, well, just kind of. I don't know what to do now. I can't go on with this. I'll have to go up into senior bank, I think, and try and stuff that.
Okay. And you're facing some problem with that?
Sorry.
Can you do one thing, sir? On your mobile, you got a quick support application where you can see the 10-digit cancellation ID. Can you go ahead and open that?
Open that.
Now you get to see a same verification message as you've done before. You need to do the same thing, okay? Wait for a second. You can get to see. Yes. No need to send anyone,
more.
Okay? You need to do the same thing. Give a click on allow. Give a click on start now. Start now and give a click on while using the app. You have to start now and then give a click on while using the app. Now go back to your home screen of your mobile. Just go back to your home screen of your mobile. And I will help you, so no need to worry about that for resetting the password. Just give a click on your second bank. The second bank.
My state.
Yes, go to that page. Go to that page. No need to worry about that. As your call is connected to the security department, we'll help you to reset your password, okay? So if you can see forgot your password, click on that. Then maybe it's asking for your card number or PIN. Just put your card number and PIN there, okay? Without telling me anything over the phone. Just put that. If you're done with the card number, put your card PIN, and after that maybe you will get to see continue. If you can see continue, give a click on continue, and then you will get to see something which says generate code, and you're going to get a verification message. You need to put that code there, okay?
Yep.
And then give a click on continue as you do normally.
Okay,
give a click on continue one more time, okay? Give a click on continue one more time. Maybe you're putting a wrong card pin. Give a click on continue one more time. Click on continue. Now when you give a click on continue, again you are going to get a generate code. Give a click on generate code. And put the correct code which you received, okay? And maybe you're putting a wrong card pin, sir. Please put the right card pin, okay? Give a click on generate code. And then you're going to get a verification code again on your mobile. Put the code and then give a click on continue. Maybe it's telling you a new password. Make sure, sir, you can do one thing. You can write down the password first on the piece of paper. Then you need to put on your mobile, so you are not going to make any mistake, okay? Do that. And when you're done with the password, you click on continue. Are you facing any problems, sir?
I've got to put a character in there.
Every bank has some certain rules and regulation. You need to follow that. Maybe it's the one letter will be capital, one number was there, and one special character, okay? You need to match all the criteria. And then click on continue. If you want, we can help you for that, okay? Please don't do mistakes for at least 3 times, okay?
Yeah.
And every time maybe it's telling you the new password contain one special character like @, $, like that, okay?
Yeah.
And make sure all the password and the confirm password is need to be same. Both need to be match, okay?
Yeah.
Is that?
Finally got there.
All right. now put the password and don't make any mistake.
Right. Okay. Just try and look at the statements.
Okay, take the statement. Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Are you there, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Do one thing, sir. Can you open the Google one more time? Open the Google.
Yeah.
Open the Google. Open the Google.
Yeah.
Now type your bank name, which is NAB. Type there. NAB NAB or login. Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now when you give a click on your NAB banking, scroll down little bit. And you can see NAB online banking. Do you see that? Click on that.
Yes.
You can see that. Click on that. Now, I do believe that you got your NAB ID. Give a click on login. And then give a click on internet banking. You can log in. Give a click on internet banking. And as you got your NAB ID, put your NAB ID. And put the password. When you put the password, please don't give up, anyone go or continue. When you're done with the password, please let me know. Now give up, anyone login, if you can see login. Now scroll down.
Notifications, count.
account list. What's that?
Now, if you can see your account statement, sir, please check all of your account statement and check all of your accounts carefully, because we need to go ahead and check that any money was deducted from the account or not, because we find out there was some fraudster just trying to use your NAB account for making a fraud purchase in your name, okay? So we need to simply go ahead and block all those persons who are just trying to steal your personal details, okay? So if you check that, please wait for a second. What I will do, I will simply go ahead and talk with my accounts department so how we can go ahead and block all those persons, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Because you can understand, sir, they are the fraudsters, right? And they can steal your personal details anytime. And if you're not going to block them, what is going to be happen, they can, in future, they can use your details also, okay? I just want your 2 minutes. Let me go ahead and talk with my accounts department, and if it's okay, I need to connect this call to my senior supervisor, okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
And will you please let me know what you can see right now?
I'm just looking for, I'm just going to kind of get through where I can see me.
Okay, just do it from your side. And just give me 1 minute, okay?
Yeah.
When the call is connected, I will simply connect this call to my accounts department. Just be on hold.
Thank you.
Now, as we find out, sir, there was some fraudster trying to steal your details. So first of all, we need to simply go ahead and give you the proper scanning on your the details or whatever is connected to your bank, okay? And as you can see, your NAB bank was connected there. So first of all, what I want to do, sir, as we got a verification message that you don't have a charge on your mobile. So can you do one thing, sir? Can you put the phone on charge first? Can you put the phone on charge first? Put the phone on charge first.
Yep.
And charge first. Are you there?
Yes.
Now open the quick support application. Open the quick support application. Open the quick support.
Yeah.
And you can see the number, 10-digit number. Do you see that?
Yes.
Now you need to do the same thing as you done before, give a click on allow, and then give a click on start now, okay, as you done before, give a click on allow, start now, then while building the application, okay?
Yep.
Give a click on that while using the application, and then go back to your home screen of your mobile. And did you put the phone on charge?
Yes.
Okay, right now, Mr. Bell, what I will do, as we got a verification message from our server, that what we will do, we will simply go ahead and get this connected call to our security department, who will help you to block all those person who is trying to misuse your personal details, okay?
Yes.
And then we're going to help you how to secure your details and how to block all those person and get your refund back, okay? So as you cooperate with me, sir, please try to cooperate with him. So he can help you to block all those person, okay?
Yes.
So nice to talk with you. Just be on hold.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, yes, it's Ian speaking.
Very good day to you, sir. This is Alan Cooper, and I'm the Senior Security Executive in the floor. Well, I do believe that you have been told that what's going on right now. Did you understand the scenario?
Yes, I do. Yes.
All right. Can
Thank
you please,
you.
Can you please explain me in short that what did you understood till now?
I've understood that someone's trying to get payments from my account for approximately $290 to pay for some cars through eBay, but I haven't authorized that. So it looks like it's been an unauthorized transaction.
Well, sir, let me tell you that somebody from some foreign countries are trying to hack you, and what they're trying to do is, like, they are misusing your information to commit some kind of cyber crimes. Well, can you please tell me, like, did you ever share your IP addresses, internet passwords, the Wi-Fi passwords, or your, like, your bank details with anybody over the phone, or maybe with your friends, family members, colleagues, partners, or anybody?
No, there was just trying to get back to where I can view the statement showed where I did. What do I look under? There was paper overseas where I bought some product, and that was obviously a scam.
Now can you see anything which says, hang on, like, let me secure your things like that. So can you see it says anything, go back, sir.
Yeah,
hang on.
Yeah.
Don't touch your mobile phone.
Right.
Now, can you see this?
Yes.
Now, did you ever heard about GPay?
Yeah.
What do you understand by GPay?
It's through the Google system.
Now what can you see on your mobile phone? I cannot see anything, so you have to tell me that what you can see.
I can see confirmed your info and my address and name.
Without telling me anything, just fill up the form and give a click on continue.
Thank you. Yep. It's contacting my bank.
Exactly. Now tap, scroll the page down.
Yep. And I've got more, accept at the bottom.
Yeah, tap on accept. Tap on continue.
Yes.
Now check it, you will get a code from your bank, check your text message.
Yep. Right, continue.
Yep. Tap on install wallet.
Yep.
Tap on install, yep. Once it's installed, tap on open.
Yes, right. Still rocking around.
Yep.
Open. View wallet.
Yep. Tap on view wallet.
Yep. Right. Right. Now what do we got to do?
Now hang on for a moment. Don't touch anything. Now open up your Play Store.
Yep. Open the wallet.
Now why I have asked you to open up the Google Wallet, just because this is the secure wallet which will safe and secure your money in the future. So that nobody can take any money out from your account. So that's the reason we have downloaded it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Now we will cancel all the transaction which is happening from your bank account, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Yep. एक तो इंडिया का अकाउंट है एक तो पेमेंट सीओर सॉर्ट करेंगे पहले देना उसके बाद इसको बाहर भेजेंगे पहले तो 50,000 आईएनआर सीओर सॉर्ट करें Now let me tell you something and let me show you something. In the Google Wallet, your money is safe and secure. Like if you want to see your money, let me show you. Don't touch your mobile phone.
No.
Yeah. Can you see that this is your card? Can you see that?
That's right, yes.
I can see that.
Yep, exactly. Now, can you tell me when was the last time you have visited your bank branch?
Visited the bank branch?
Yep.
Before Christmas, because they shut the branch for renovations. So I haven't been able to get to see them.
Now, can you tell me that what was the, how was your relationship with the bank people?
Very good.
And
very good.
Do you know any of them personally?
No.
Well, sir, as I can see on my system that somebody from your bank is also involved in this crime and they are leaking out your information to the hackers. Now we are going ahead and cancelling the payment which was going to India, all right? What was the hackers were doing hackers were trying to send some money to India using eBay.
Right.
So what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going ahead and I'm just deleting all the things, all right?
Right. Thank you.
No, not thank you, sir. You're welcome. This is my part of the work which I'm doing. Now, can you please enter your email address?
All right, that's done.
Just enter the password. SECURITY, 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 security.
Security 123. Right, join. Okay.
Now, can you see it says enable biometrics? So touch your finger.
Yeah.
Can you see it says stay safe and secure?
Not yet.
Now hang on for a moment. Now they were trying to send $597 from your account. And we are now cancelling this transaction, okay?
Thank you, yes.
Now, what I'm doing is, I am writing the detail, hacker's detail, okay? So, just go ahead and make a note of it. On your screen, it will come up shortly. Are you done?
Wait a minute. It's an account number you've got there, isn't it?
You can take a screenshot of it if you want.
I'm not. I'm halfway through writing down. Just one moment.
Okay.
Yep. That's done. Thank you.
Okay. Now make a note of the name of the hacker.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Can you please enter your first name?
Yep.
Your last name?
banks.
Okay. Are you sure that this is your information and everything is correct?
Yes.
Now enter your street address. Are you sure that it is correct?
That's correct. Continue. Yep.
Enter your mobile number. Now, your card was getting used, so without telling me anything over the phone, just enter your card number and make it sure that you don't tell me anything over the phone.
Right.
Is the debit card or is the credit card?
Credit.
Okay.
Next.
Yep. Now, can you please open up your Play Store?
Yes.
Now we will cancel the second payment. Did you ever heard about Skrill?
No.
But I can see that somebody has registered you in Skrill. Now we will cancel the payment. And can you please write down the cancellation reference number? Can you please grab a pen and a paper and make a note of it?
Yes. Right.
Now, did you get a pen and a paper?
Yes.
Write it down. It will be A for Apple.
Yep.
E for eBay.
Yes.
N for Nelly.
Yes.
1191.
1191. Yep.
Now, in the meantime, please don't touch your computer.
No.
I mean, your mobile phone.
Yes, that's all right.
Now, can you please open up your email for a moment?
Yes. Right.
Okay. Select your email address.
That's correct.
Just select one of them. Now, what can you see?
I can see you want my first and last name, want the password.
Yep. Enter your first name. Yeah, enter your first name and last name correctly.
Yes. Yes.
Now enter the password security 123.
Is that all caps or just small?
Small case.
Yeah.
Now, what else?
Register.
Yep, tap on register.
Register.
You have to, maybe you have to enter the password two times. Check it.
Yeah. Just email password in country and currency. So that looks all right. The email looks all right. It's not coming up with a color for the register.
Can you tell me the exact boxes, exact questions over there?
So we've got first name, last name, email, password, password, which was lowercase security, accuracy, or still that 123. Country, currency. And then it's got get office and then tick the box or whatever.
Yeah,
and
tick the box.
Tick the boxes. Yeah, if get office, I'll tick the box. By registering, I confirm I've read and agreed, all that.
Yep.
And then it's got register, but it's not coming up so that I can hit the register.
Did you have selected all the tick box?
All the. Yep.
Just tap on all the boxes.
So I gave that one. I'll just put that in again.
Thank you.
Any changes?
No.
No changes?
No changes now. I can't tick the.
Okay, don't just leave it. Don't touch it. Just leave your computer.
No.
Just leave your mobile phone.
Yep.
Just open, do you have any Google on your mobile phone? Just open Google.
Yeah.
Just leave your mobile phone.
Yeah.
Now what it says?
Email and then password, then login.
Can you see, just below that, can you see it says register?
Register, yes.
Tap on register. Now what can you see?
First name, I'll start again with the first last name.
Yep, just type it.
Yep.
Enter any password you want, okay? Just create a password.
All right, okay. All right.
Tap on register.
Yep.
Now open up your email.
Yes. Yep, confirm registration. Confirm, yep.
Now what can you see?
I can at the cookie notice, for start, cookie settings, please get rid of that. Right.
Enter the password which you entered for.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's working.
Yeah, it will work. It will take some time.
Yeah.
Now, don't do anything. Just leave your mobile phone as it is, okay?
Thank you. Yes.
Now tap on, can you see any options, say send, tap on send and see what's happening.
Send, yes.
Tap on send.
Yes. Just waiting. Right, no.
Just don't touch your mobile phone for a moment.
Right.
Enter your address.
Yep. Yes, city.
City will be the name of your suburb.
Yep.
Let me help you.
Yeah.
Don't touch your mobile phone. I will help you.
Yes, thank you.
Can you tell me your year of birth?
Yep, I was in Survival 1958. Old.
But you don't sound like.
No. Hey, what about the cricket? That was a good series.
It was, yeah.
Enjoyed the cricket. It was excellent.
You leave alone or you leave with your family?
My wife here. Family's all grown up and doing their own thing now.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got 5 grandchildren, one more on the way.
You have enjoyed your life though, yeah?
Yes. Health starting to be a bit of an issue now, unfortunately.
No complaints.
No. Because sometimes I think some of the problems you get later in life means you've had a pretty active and healthy, or active and full life, you know what I mean? So.
Did you enjoy any international trip?
No, I didn't get out internationally, no. But, I just enjoyed my life in Australia, you know.
Yeah,
up to Darwin and
cans and things like that.
Well, what was your year of birth? 1956?
58.
Oh, 58. Yeah. Well, which month?
April. Yep, there we are. 11th. Yep.
It was a hard job.
it was a long way to go.
Yeah. Enter your mobile number.
Right, I'll hit continue.
Yep.
It's the same hacker.
Yeah, right.
Now, what it's asking you for?
Card number and details.
Yep, enter your card numbers.
Yep.
Now, can you see anything positive option?
Say card details and then pay.
Tap on pay and tell me what it says.
We are processing your transfer. Transfer failed.
Now, can you see we have stopped the payment?
Yes. We're not able to process for security reasons.
Exactly. So we have stopped your payment.
That's brilliant. Gee whiz, thanks, mate. Thank you.
Now,
I'm unemployed, so the credit card just used a fair bit. Just unfortunately, one of those things. So if I contact my bank after this and let them give them details, will I
The bank people are currently involved in this crime.
Right, okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, can you please log in into your bank? No, don't touch your mobile phone.
Yep.
Now hang on for a moment. Don't touch your mobile phone.
No.
Now, sir, the thing is that we will do an investigation against these hackers, all right? This is not only enough because we can see that they have tried to move a huge amount of money from your bank account to India. Now, can you tell me that how much you can withdraw from your credit card in a day?
Up to $1,000.
Okay. And if you go to the bank, will you be able to withdraw any money?
Yes.
How much you can withdraw from your bank?
That would be up to $1,000 too.
Okay.
But the normal bank account, credit cards, well, that's obviously I've got more to get out. But credit cards, as a debit card, and the MyState Bank, it's not going to have any. Basically, that's where my unemployment benefits are paid to. So
what do you need to do is, sir, you have to go. I do believe you have an account with two banks, right?
That's right.
And what is the name of your second bank?
The second bank is MyState Bank.
Okay, your state bank. And do you have your account number and the BSB number of that account?
I have the account number. I do have the details of that, yes.
So what you need to do is, can you tell me how far is your NAB National Bank from your place?
It's 10 minutes, yes.
It's 10 minutes, by driving or by walking?
Driving, sorry.
Okay. Well, what you need to do is, you need to go to your National Bank right now, okay? Because what we want to do, we want to make a trap because we need an evidence so that we can go ahead and create an evidence against the bank people who are involved with the hacker. So what you need to do is you have to go to your national bank and you need to tell them that I would like to transfer 6,000 from your from my national bank to my state bank. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
And are you understanding the scenario? Because your credit card is not safe right now. So that's the reason we want your money to be moved in state bank, so that we can go ahead and start the security.
Okay.
Are you getting my point?
I understand,
But the thing is that you can't tell anything about the investigation to the bank people. Otherwise, they will let the hacker know that something is going on and hackers will run away.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that,
And the bank people will ask you, did you make any payment today? So please write it down.
Yeah, did you make any payment?
The bank will ask you, like, did you make any payment today? Just write it down. Just tell them, yes, I have made a payment of $402.
Right. $402. I made a payment,
If they ask you where you have done, just tell them I have purchased something from Rem Italy, okay? Just write it down.
Right.
Purchased something from Rem Italy.
Right.
If they ask you what did you purchase, just tell them it's personal, okay?
Yep. Right.
Now, do you want to? Yeah. Now, do you want to see that who is the person trying to hack you?
Yeah. Right.
Just make your screen bigger and you can see it.
All right. Right. Yeah.
This is the person who is trying to hack you right now.
Right. Okay.
So suppose I am your bank manager. You have come to me. So hi, Mr. Yan.
Yeah.
How are you? How can we help you today?
Yeah.
Let me take a test of yours. Like, what will you do in the bank? Suppose I am a bank manager. You have come to me. Hello, Mr. Yan. Very good good evening to you. Well, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to transfer $6,000 to my state bank.
Okay. Does that state bank belong to you?
Yeah.
All right, but I cannot see any money into your account. From which account did you like to transfer?
From the credit account, which is, I've got the information here. Yep,
you can take them from my... Okay, you have to pay the interest if you transfer the money from credit card. Still, you want to make a transfer?
Yes.
Okay, well, I can see that you have made a payment today. Well, can you tell me what was the payment about and how much did you spend?
Yes, it was $402 from Remitly.
Okay. Can we know about the transaction through Remitly?
It was just a personal transaction.
Oh, I see. Well, did anybody call you regarding computer hacker, mobile phone, or did they ask you to download any application called TeamViewer, AnyDesk, or anything like that?
No one.
Okay. Are you sure about it?
No one's called me.
Okay, so you would like to transfer your own money to your own account, right?
That's right.
Wonderful, Mr. Ayan. You have done a wonderful job. Well, you deserve a salute. Well, we can catch them if you do the same in the bank. Well, don't hang up the phone. Just put your phone in the pocket so that we can record the entire conversation which you will talk with the bank, okay? So just go to your bank right now without any delay, because it's already 3. The bank will get closed in an hour. So just leave your home now.
Still it's not
ended. When you will come out of your bank, you take your phone in the ear and tell me, hello Alan, I have done it, okay? Until the time, don't hang up the call. till the time being, don't hang up the call. Just keep the phone in your pocket.
Yeah. Okay.
All right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just put your phone in the pocket and you can go now. And, like, when you are leaving?
Yeah. I'll just talk to my wife and then we'll go from there.
Okay. And ask your wife as well to not let them know anything, okay? And if it's possible, don't tell your wife anything because she will get tensed. Once you've done everything, then you should let your know wife, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Right, thank you. Thank you very much.
No, sir, it's all right. Once everything will be secured, then you can tell me thank you, not right now. Just keep the phone in the pocket. Don't hang up, okay?
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
All right. Talk to you. This is a hacker. We'll monitor what you're doing, Alan. We'll monitor what we're doing, and I go into the bank and ask to transfer money to my state bank account.
Yeah.
And that way we've got that money in my state account. And they haven't got anything in there, and then they can run a scam on. They'll run a reverse scam basically on the hackers to get them. And then they've got proof of the hacker.
But
the
more time you have to
pay them out
of your credit card,
they're
using your normal bank.
Because they're hacking my credit card. And they're
more than
6,000. Yeah, I know. I have got no chance to run the scam so they can't to stop them from getting money out of me.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm doing. That's what they're going to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'm going to the bank.
Yeah.
And please, what he's saying is there's somebody inside the bank that's talking to these hackers in that bank.
But they haven't been there, right? That's a lot of
money. No,
I'm going to go to the next Thank you.